Thursday, October the 1st, 271st day of the new year. Joining us this morning is Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I am. Yes, I am.
Well, you feel the same way I do.
Yeah, well, I'm sweating, and Damien's wearing a jacket and leering, so I don't know if I'm sick or he's sick.
I'm cold. Turn up the heat. Come on.
Yeah, what is it? You Fortuna boys?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, Talk Shop this morning, presented by CDH Painting and Redeck. Our quote this morning is an anonymous source. If you set the right example, you don't need to worry about the rules.
Okay.
You're not buying that one, huh?
Well, I could get you in trouble, too.
Yeah, I would imagine so. So, do you have any compassion at all for your brethren north of the state line today?
I was just listening to that coming in this morning. That was interesting. I don't know. We'll see how that, I'm going to use this term, shakes out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was sharing with Dan this morning that first time that I can recall in almost 11 years going up, how many people were hitchhiking into Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the goofy signs, the folded signs, that kind of, not somebody who really is out of gas on the side of the road. Counted 11. Well, north of McKinleyville.
More power to them.
Yeah, but conversely, first time I'd seen also, there were two headed south, and they both said Garberville.
Well, that's...
Which is a little intriguing to me also.
You got to figure the time of year.
Yeah. On the other hand, how many of these kids that you have opportunity to have interaction with are people coming here who think that there are jobs just waiting all over the place? They get here, and it's like, what do you mean there's no job?
Right.
I don't have any money. I was coming here to make money, and then here they stay.
Yeah, in fact, my deputies, are kind of like a welcome wagon in that respect. They'll sit and talk to these folks and tell them, hey, there's no jobs here. I mean, but they come here thinking there's going to be trimming jobs, and most of the people that have those types of jobs, they don't just hire somebody off the street. You know, people still come here with that in mind.
Are most of those that your folks have interaction with, other than for that job that they're seeking, would they be perceived as regular young people?
Well, I think regular. I think we have a.
I don't want to say normal because puts a whole different spin.
Well, there's a movement all around the world. Actually, they're called travelers. Young people and some middle-aged people that just decide, well, I'm going to live a life on the road, and it could be some of those that are coming through too, and figuring, well, I'll make a few bucks as I travel through this area. Some of it is opportunists. They come here thinking, well, I heard, I saw on the Rolling Stone, or I saw, on the East Coast in an article about going to the West Coast and going to Garberville or going to Humboldt County specifically, and let's go there, and there's money to be made.
Kind of like gold painting?
Yeah. I call it the modern-day gold rush, you bet. That's what it is.
I wonder if we ought to start planning articles in magazines like Rolling Stone saying, go to New York State or other places. I mean, it seems goofy that those would be – are these editorial or are these paid that they reference in these magazines?
A lot of it's editorial.
Where are these guys – where's their head at?
I mean – I don't know. Someone who may have been here once before – there's a lot of the, with the social media today, too. A lot of it goes out over social media. Someone puts on their webpage or whatever, hey, I'm doing great here. Come on, you guys. You can do good here, too.
But who would be saying that if they're standing there looking for jobs? Saying me, too.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like I said, social media has changed the world drastically.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:20. We'll be back with more from Mike Downey.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mike Downey. Mike, it seems like there's a new cast of characters in town, again. Pick your town, it doesn't matter what the town is. Is there such a thing as a fall harvest anymore? With so much being indoors, so much being controlled, is there a difference between the product of one and the other? I mean, would naturally grown, I mean, organic seem to be a big deal in a whole bunch of areas.
Yeah, I think so. And so I take it you want to talk about marijuana, a subject I try to stay away from.
Well, for the rest of the for the rest of this segment, that'll be all. Yeah.
But yeah, I think there's a difference. You know, you have your connoisseurs, you know, that can tell a difference between outdoor, indoor, different strains. You know, there's also the debate about what kind of insecticides or pesticides or fertilizers you might use.
The defoliants are probably frowned upon.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, I mean, those that really know their marijuana can tell the difference.
Is it as sophisticated as wine?
Oh, I think it's become that way.
Oh, really? Okay.
To a certain extent. You look at the packaging throughout those that have recreational marijuana, and even those that even in the state of California, those dispensaries and how it's packaged, it's become boutique-like. You know, different names, different strains, different packaging. So I think there definitely is a selection that needs to be looked at.
Is it because it's still novel, new? Do you think that's a mature market?
You bring up a really good point. Is it novel right now? Is it going to be novel for the first couple of years that it's, let's see what Oregon does. We'll look at Washington and Colorado. I think there was some novel aspects of it. I think you'll find from what I've heard from Colorado and Oregon that there was a boom at first where people were just, you know, hitting these outlets with regularity, and I'm not saying the business is dead by no means, but there's been a decrease, I think, from what I'm hearing. So there was a novel act part of it, you know, where it was a novelty to have this and be able to go and buy it and use it, and I think that novelty is wearing off in some of these places.
I would imagine the Emerald Triangle will have some of that.
Sure.
But it's still, can't use the mail for it. Can't transport it across state lines.
Right.
I mean, there's still a lot of that element, even if it's for recreational use.
Yeah.
That limits that larger marketplace.
Right. You know, I've had business people throughout this county and outside of this county approach me about meetings regarding how do we take that next step? How do we deal with the transportation issues? How do we deal with licensing issues? How do we deal with safely transporting it from point A to point B? As far as, do we need armored cars? It's a very lucrative commodity.
Hey guys, that's on you, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know, but I'm not going to pay for an escort from you guys.
Well, no, I mean I'm not going to get involved in that. My agency is not going to get involved in that. But it surely presents a problem for law enforcement if you have this commodity passing through your county.
I would think that the Brinks truck and Chase truck folks in the area have a pretty good handle on how to handle a high-demand, highly liquid product.
Yeah.
You have to pay for it.
Right.
Okay. I mean, you just don't drive your little Subaru and have the back end full or put it up in your ski rack and go driving down to the Bay Area. I don't think that's
There's other groups that are looking into it, too, as far as some of these security outfits throughout the country that have been involved in contracting security for even overseas issues. They're looking at this, too, and they're saying, how can we, accommodate these folks that want to transport? I had a discussion with someone the other day about that. How do we get from point A to point B, and where do we pick up, in your county, and how do we do that? They visualize there's going to be some massive warehouse their truck backs up to.
Like a loading dock?
Right, like a loading dock. And I said, no, you're going to be out in the middle of nowhere picking this stuff up with people that may not even know who you are and why you're there, and will scrutinize why you're there.
Think about
so the issues are immense.
Like organic potatoes.
Yeah.
You're out in the field, and you're cleaning the dirt off the bottom of the potato.
Right. Yeah.
The glamour is suddenly out, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you're not going in there seeing bales like a tobacco buying house.
Right. It's not going to be like, no, it's not like that. Yeah.
Yet. I mean,
it could be, sure. Yeah. Someday.
So what are your guys now, if the legalization for recreation occurs and there's the dual system with the medicinal, does that make it more challenging?
Oh, there's still
or less
challenging. Yeah, because you figure you have to figure there's going to be regulations attached, and there are going to be those, believe it or not, that will have not want to have anything to do with any regulations, and will still be sort of an outdoor commodity or outlaw commodity, I should say.
Isn't it funny how people who have been outside the law for decades, generations, now suddenly want to know how to conform to the law?
Sure.
I mean, I find the irony so thick on that.
Now there's going to be a black market. There's always going to be a black market, I believe, because with regulation will come some restrictions on the strain itself, I would imagine, as to far as the potency and THC levels. And
well, like the wine industry deals with.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, you don't have too many renegade wine growers or vintners.
No, I haven't heard of any lately.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30. We're done with the pot. We'll be back with normal stuff. Well, other stuff.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mike Downey. Mike, a couple of goofy things have gone on in the last, well, since last we got together. We've got the streetwalkers that are deciding that Highway 101 is a good one not to cross, but to walk along. Thump, 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 thump. Mm-hmm. What's that all about? Are these guys looped? Are they, who would think that you'd be walking in the fast lane with traffic, with your back to the cars, in the middle of the night, dressed in dark attire? I mean, that's not normal stuff.
I think we got a couple things going on. I think we have our mentally ill that are out there and are oblivious to what's going on around them, and we have those that are so intent on challenging any kind of authority that they don't care. You know, my wife shared an incident with me the other day where she's driving along and all of a sudden all the traffic stops and it's a green light for the traffic to go. And she said, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to get rear-ended. Well, somebody stopped because this guy decided he's going to walk across on a red light. And she said, I just caught him out of the corner of my eye. He had to stop because I continued to go. And But I see that all the time where they'll walk out. They don't care what traffic's coming. They feel that everyone's going to stop for them. And I think it's a combination of those two scenarios I talked about earlier, our mentally ill who are out here in our living amongst us that have no place to stay or go or services provided, and those that just are challenging authority to the hilt, and they don't care about anyone else but their little bubble around them, and that bubble sometimes gets
bursts.
Shattered.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad to think about it, and because those that are all of a sudden drawn into this scenario because they end up hitting someone. Now I have to live with the trauma of that because there's been no remedy.
The residual of that incident.
Right.
Yeah.
I know a couple of years ago, the Highway Patrol put out a pretty strong message that they were going to really start cutting down on the jaywalkers and so forth in and around the Eureka area on the state corridor through Eureka. I don't know if they ever did, but I would, and maybe they did, but I wish they would do it again if they had the funding to do that. A lot of it comes down to funding. Do they have the officers or the people to really cut down on that? Because I see it all the time when I'm not in uniform driving through town. It's not the time to take enforcement action when I'm not in uniform. But yeah, I mean it's really amazing to watch.
So I'm wondering if they're coming baked out of high school this way, or if this is residual from drug use.
I think you hit on some of it, residual from drug use, and it's a society that they've been disenfranchised by some reason in their minds and feel that they have no other choice but to be out on the street and living in the way they do.
Of the number of people that you guys come into contact with, what percentage have that attitude, would you think?
Boy, I would say you're probably looking at least 25% of because you got to remember what are most of the people that we contact are those that are in some kind of conflict. You know, we don't necessarily come in conflict with contact with a wide spectrum of the residents of Humboldt County, because most of them never even have any contact with a police officer or a deputy sheriff during their lifetime, unless they're reporting a crime against them. So the ones that we have daily contact with are those that are repeat offenders, frequent flyers, those that tend to operate in that realm or that circle. So, you know, I would say at least 25%, maybe more, have that mindset.
Yeah, I had one. It was in Old Town. Started going corner to corner, not straight, but diagonally. Then veered to the left. Then came back to the right, almost got all the way across, then took a left and went all the way back to the far left corner. That was a four-way stop, but didn't appear to be inebriated. I mean, these were smooth moves. These weren't staggers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what? Really? I guess for the vast majority of us that don't have that contact with them, it's still a novelty for us. A frustration, mm-hmm. but a novelty. It's not illegal to be stupid in public, and Millsap said that for years. But, you know, this kind of situation, it is beginning to endanger other people. Maybe not the person driving over or hitting somebody, but let's say they swerve in either role, or they swerve into another lane, and now and it starts to
chain
ripple
reaction,
that way
sure.
because of some goofball. I mean,
well, look at the money that is spent in this state. For these kind of issues, those that are down and out, social services type things. This state expends a lot of capital to deal with these folks, but it seems as though our return.
But this is a mental thing, isn't it?
Well, put it all into the same basket. Okay. You know, mental health is a portion of that, but our return is small compared to our investment. I think that. And I don't know if there's bureaucracy involved or what, but you would think that I see you laughing. I know, but you would think that that our return would be much greater on this, and maybe it needs to go back all the way to our legislators. You know what? You know, let's come up with a legitimate plan that's going to work, and be a robust plan, one that's really going to bring back returns and not diminishing returns.
KINS, News and Information Time. Yeah, there's a reason why I don't laugh out loud. Yeah, thanks.
Here, I do that.
Yeah, though. I understand. We'll be back with more from Mike Downey.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mike Downey. So, Mike, as we're entering into the second quarter of the fiscal year, you guys have gotten some of your Measure Z monies. You got some of the newbies hired up.
Right.
What's the next quarter hold for you?
More hiring.
Is that the emphasis at this point?
Yeah, I'm really that's a big emphasis in my office, is to bring more and more people on. I was looking at some of the stats yesterday. We probably filled 13 of the 31 positions that I'm attempting to fill this year. So I'm almost halfway there. We have numerous lists running now of qualified candidates, and I'm fairly confident by the first of the year we're probably going to add another 10. So we're really pushing to get this mandate filled and start providing those services at a more robust level. And I think we're getting there. In fact, I'm having meetings in Hoopah and Willow Creek next week, as I'm shipping three more deputy sheriffs out to that post to build that post up.
What's the situation with the tribal police?
Right now, there are tribal police no longer have the authorization or authority to enforce state law. They can enforce tribal law and tribal ordinances on tribal land. They have no authority off of tribal land. That MOU, I went ahead and took steps last week and canceled that MOU, and we're still talking, and hopefully we can bring that program back someday once they get qualified officers.
Did something happen, or was it a triggering event, or was this just kind of a gradual?
It's been a gradual thing, dwindling of qualified people. They were down to one officer that was able to continue to work under the auspice of us.
Just passing post? I mean, is that?
Well, no, I mean, there's other things they have to do. They have to pass my background, that type of thing. So there was only one officer left. So it was not sustainable. And so, I talked to the tribal government. Actually, this started back in April and May, when there was a total different tribal council. And so now tribal council has changed. The tribal chair has changed. I'm working with the tribal council and the chairman. I think that if we get to a point where they have qualified personnel and we can come to terms with an MOU, we may enter back into that. But right now, it's my responsibility under Public Law 280 to do that anyway. So we're there. We're doing our job.
So you're having to throw bodies into that region that in the past you didn't have to?
Right.
But this was anticipated when you started looking at the Measure Z and the allocations? This is a surprise?
Well, I think it was not so much a surprise as we didn't expect it to occur as quickly as it did. Again, the tribal council at the time approached me about disbanding the force out there. And so at that time we started to make plans, and Measure Z was advantageous to help us formulate those plans and to put more people. I would have probably over time put more people out there anyway. It's just made it a little more condensed time. Yeah,
that old urgency thing, isn't that a bugger to have to deal with?
Right. But in all respect, by putting more people out in the valley, it cuts down on the immediacy for my main patrol staff to have to go out there and backfill. So it's a win.
Well, thanks for coming by here and including us on your rounds today.
You bet.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hugs and hope. See you then.